Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
In the realm of deception and destruction, and dissension and division, we need to see clearly as God sees.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves.
Speak the Word.
Brothers and sisters, we represent another kingdom, according to John 18:36, and it is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. I'm going to say that again. It is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. In John 18:36, it says, Jesus answered Pilate and said, My kingdom is not of this world. This was when Jesus had been taken up before Pilate, when the Jews took him up there. And this is what Jesus was doing by answering Pilate. And he said, My kingdom is not of this world. He said, If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that they would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. And there may come a time when we are faced with a life and death situation, and the decision we make will make all the difference. I want you to keep that in mind, that one day you may have to make a decision that could be life or death decision, and it's really going to be important to what that decision is. I think the main reasons why we have trouble getting victory in our situations is because we are focused on the natural. We focus on the things around us that Satan has put around us, and so we focus on the problem instead of focusing on God, our Creator. In other words, we need to be looking at the instead of looking at the seen, we need to be looking at the unseen. And unseen is like in the supernatural realm. We are just like God, like Jesus said, this was not His kingdom. It's not our place either. The Bible tells us that we're strangers here and that we're just passing through. Brothers and sisters, we represent another kingdom, but we also need to know that according to John 18:36, this was when Jesus was being called up before Pilate, and they wanted Pilate, you know, the Jews wanted Pilate to crucify him. And Jesus spoke, and when he answered Pilate, asked him a question. And Jesus said to him, he said, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But it is. My kingdom is not of this realm. As a believer and a child of God, we must fight too. We have a fight going on right now, and we have a fight set before us in different things too. Maybe you have a fight going on at work with your coworkers or something, and maybe you're a Christian and maybe they're not, and maybe they're making fun of you and stuff. But really, compared to what so many believers in other countries and here are suffering for Jesus, that's really nothing. But you need to stand strong on the faith of God. God is with you, and He'll never leave you. For instance, I'll just say this. For instance, if a doctor, if you're sick or something, you go see the doctor, for instance, and the doctor starts telling you, they run some tests and they start telling you all of this stuff. I want you to keep in mind that always respect the doctors. They're only doing what they've been trained to do. They're doing their job. So are the nurses. We have great respect for them. And as I've said, if I need one, I'll go get one. But I really prefer to talk to the Lord about it, because the doctors, all they can do is put a Band-Aid on it, where Jesus is the healer and He can just take the whole thing. But what I want to tell you is so vital that when someone is telling you this, regardless how scary and frightening it might be to you, don't agree with them. Keep your mouth shut. And when you get outside, say, Father, I don't agree with that evil report that was spoken over me. I don't agree with it. I don't come into agreement with that. And Father, I just speak to those words, those negative words that were spoken over me. I command those words to hit the ground and not bear any fruit, and I declare there'll be no harvest from them. Are you hearing me? You have to know that there is a time to speak and there's a time to keep quiet. And you are, when you speak out like that, and you're talking to the doctor, and you're asking all these questions, and you're doing all this stuff, and you're getting involved with it, what you don't understand is that you're giving Satan access in to your situation. And he's going to put so much fear into you, and so much doubt into you, that, I mean, it's unbelievable what the enemy can do to you. But if you keep your mouth shut, he don't have any access, and he can't get in. Your mouth is the gate, so don't let him in, okay? Think of it like this. You know, there was the four lepers in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. You know, these four lepers, they had a decision to make, and it was a life or death decision that they had to make. There was a famine at that time going on, and they had to decide if they wanted to stay where they were and for sure die, or take a chance. They took a chance. In verse 3 and 5, in the New Living, it says, they said, why should we sit here waiting to die? ? In verse 4, it says, we will starve if we stay here. But with the famine in the city, he says, we will starve if we go back there. In verse 5, it said, so at the twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, there was no one there. Saints, I'm sure that when the lepers were sitting outside of this gate, I'm sure that they were afraid. They were filled with a lot of fear, because that was a decision, a life and death decision that they had to make. And at the time they were making this decision, it looked like they were going to lose either way. If they went back, they were going to starve to death, because there was a famine going on, as we can't teach on all that today, but we will get around to that. If they get up and go, they run the risk of being killed. You know, it's kind of like you've heard somebody say, well, I just really don't have any choice. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Well, these four lepers were really stuck between a rock and a hard place, and they didn't really know which way to go. And I'm sure that they were afraid. But fear will always create unbelief. But God didn't give you a spirit of fear. I want you to know that. A lot of you already know, but I'm going to repeat it anyway, because on the contrary, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, and the easy read, it says, the spirit God gave us does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and self-control. Praise God. God never told us we wouldn't be afraid. God just said, fear not. You know, I can't count the times in the Bible that God tells us to fear not, for He knew that we were going to be afraid. There's times in our lives that we're going to be afraid. There's going to be a time when you get a phone call and it's not good news, and you're going to panic, and you're going to be afraid. I've had such phone calls, and they're not pleasant. But you immediately, you know, you immediately just go in prayer about this and don't say anything. Just give it to the Lord. I've done that before. And it's not easy. But the best thing you do when you give something to the Lord is just go on and get about what you're doing. But if you'll pray, give it to the Lord, and then go about your work so you don't have to sit there and focus on that, God now is able to take care of that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.